Hi, my name is Janice Franti, the Queen of Chaos, and today I'd like to talk to you about the backbone of your business. That is your business model or the platform that you want to use to represent yourself and your business. Basically, how you want to communicate with your customers and your readers, your visitors, and all of that, how you'd like to put yourself out there. You really want to find a way that works for you and utilizes your strengths. There are quite a few different business models out there. There's blogging, there's niche marketing, there's authority sites, there is social networking, as in you might like to do things like interviews and radio and do joint venture partnerships and stuff like that. It really all depends on what your strength is. And this is really important because if you don't do it, you may spend a lot of your time on things that you're just not really that good at, for one thing, or that you have a really big learning curve on, when there may be something much easier for you and much more effective that would work just as well. The key is to really identify what your strengths are and to think outside the box a little bit. This is one of the areas I think that you don't really want to be focusing too much on what other people are saying works, because it's highly individual. You can pick almost anything and it'll work really well for one person, but it might not work well for the other person. You really have to come from your own place here, deciding what you want to do. And it may mean that you have to try a few different things to see what you enjoy and what you're good at. You may find sometimes if you step out of your comfort zone that you enjoy doing things. I remember before I ever did any audio that I was really nervous. I cracked up laughing the first 3 minutes of the very first audio I did, because a lot of times I laugh if I'm nervous, and I was really nervous, and now I actually love hopping on here and doing some audio. So that would be a small example. For me, I decided that I wanted to go back and strip off some of the things that weren't working for me and that were wasting my time and really diluting my message. Any of these, like I said, might work for somebody. But if you try to do them all, there just isn't enough of you to go around to do them all. It is possible, if you have a lot of help, that you may be able to do all that and do well. But if you're just basically starting on your own, there's no way you would be able to do it all. So what you want to do is choose what you're good at, and you want to do it well, and you want to build from there. And then you can continue on and keep adding things if you want to. I had really been trying to focus on blogging the last probably year or two. When I came up with my website, I was trying to build it around my blog, and I ended up having too many of them to maintain properly, for one thing. And it was a lot of pressure to try to put a new post on 3 to 4 times a week. And I wasn't doing enough of my product development. I wasn't doing enough with my lists. And those were really important to me, and I really do believe that those are key to anyone's online business success. So I really wanted to focus on those better. I thought, okay, well, this blog thing isn't really working for me the way I've been doing it, but it is still valuable. So I'll just monkey around a little bit with it and see what I can do. So what I decided to do instead was to create my 4 keys, which means that when I'm planning my day, I want to focus on these 4 things and do them in a balanced manner so that I can move ahead with all of them. At the end, I'm hoping to have a nice resource built online that will target exactly what I'm trying to do without the pressure of a blog. The first thing that I'm doing is to build the article database, and this goes very nicely with the blog, and it's kind of a way to get out of the pressure. For one thing, for article marketing, I will use PLR. I do rewrite quite a bit, add what I know to it, rewrite the top paragraph for sure, at the very least, write an introduction and an ending, most likely change around the inside a little bit. But I do find that if some days if my brain just isn't working, that they work well, and they really do give me a nice selection of things to choose from to write about that I otherwise might not have thought of. And also, it's a good place if you want to do guest posts. And you can do the same thing. You can write your own introduction and ending. And I've found that the ones I've done have often given me a fairly good ranking in the search engines. So They are valuable to have, but they aren't the kind of things I typically like to put on my blog. I like my blog mostly to be my stuff and a little more personal also. The articles are basically more informative. So I really wanted to have an article database because this way I can add them whenever I want to. I don't have to be on a schedule. I can just put them on any time. They won't go live to my blog, and I don't have to schedule them for months ahead if one day I decide to just work on them all and that kind of thing. So I wanted to add an article database to replace a little bit of my blog posts. And these also will fill out my blog posts a little bit because when I have new articles, I can include links to them in my blog posts and also in my newsletters. So an article database for me is a very solid place to start. And it also gives you something to work with. You can tweak your articles to submit them for article marketing, which I find effective with ezinearticles.com. The next one is my email mailing lists. I really, really like to work with those for the simple reason that if you're on my list and you're reading my newsletters or my emails, then that means that you are interested in what I'm saying. So, of course, it's a lot more fun to talk to somebody who really wants to listen to you. Basically, on your blogs and your websites, I like to call it fishing. You're throwing it out there. Some people are going to listen, some people aren't. A lot of people are just going to click away. Some people, though, will like what you're saying, will join your list, and those are the people that also are more inclined to buy from you and to listen to you if you say that you have a recommendation, or especially if you come out with your own product, because they are looking for something from you. They like what you have to offer, and that takes us on to our product. My product development, I have quite a few that are so close to being finished and have been for a long time. And then I just seem to get off on another little tangent somewhere. So having this list with my four keys right in front of my face has really been helpful. I just, over the weekend, spent the full day yesterday and I think a little bit of time on Friday doing a few things for it. But I've pretty much got my Home Biz Boost up and online and ready. It took very little time. I just really was so close to getting it done and I just had never focused on it. I really do hope that you want to have a look at it because it is going to be a good cornerstone of a lot of what I talk about from now on because it is a tool that'll help you get pretty much all of this stuff done. The blog I mentioned, I want to blog once to twice weekly. I am even thinking about taking the date stamp off of my blog posts, and that will make it even less pressure. As long as I do add to my blog or to my site once or twice a week, just to keep the site going and in the search engines, then I think that would be okay. And the other thing I do want to mention here with all the writing is if you are doing a lot of writing, make sure that one of your main focuses is doing keyword research before you write. You don't have to do it for all of the things you write. You can have some stuff in there that you're just writing because you want to say it. But you do want to spend a fair bit of your time doing the keyword research so that you'll get a lot of traffic from the search engines. Otherwise, you just won't see the traffic and your efforts and your time will be wasted a lot more than it will if you just take that time to get your keyword research and work on getting ranked in the search engines. So those are my four keys because this is basically my new business model. I don't know what you would really call it. It's a little mix of a few different things. Basically, I guess I am building an authority site because I am adding a few components of the other things also. I'm playing with a little bit of niche marketing. I'm taking two courses. The one I'm really concentrating on at the moment is Niche Profit. I forget now exactly what it's called, but I am going to put it in the resources. And also the Niche Blogger. I have bought that full course and I refer to it quite often because it has a lot of really good stuff in it. So what I'm doing is using that model to build on my authority site, which sounds a little confusing, but it isn't really. They just have a good step-by-step plan, both of them do, and that will really help with almost anything. But I'm just not using it to the full extent. I'm not niche marketing all over the place. I'm basically sticking to my own niche and trying to expand on it. For you, what you would want to do, or what I would hope that you will do, is to just have a little think. You can do it while you're cleaning up. You can do it while you're going for a walk. You don't have to just go sit in the corner, although I like to do that too. I love to doodle and just sit on a comfortable chair and think sometimes too, with especially a whiteboard. I have a huge one, and this is how I did mine. I have a huge whiteboard, and I just put it on the kitchen table. I actually had two, stacked them one on top of the other, and just got writing and changing things around and erasing things. And in the end, I came up with my four keys. So you want to identify your strengths. For me, social networking is not a strength. Even in my home life here, I'm not a social butterfly. I think for me, it's better that I just admit that to myself and go with my strength, which is writing. It always has been. I have always been a reader, which I think makes a good writer. I used to read the soup cans. I remember when I was helping my mom putting groceries away on Friday nights when our grocery shopping night was, from the time I could learn to read. I must have taken forever because I read every single box that I put in the cupboard, because I thought it was just the greatest thing in the world to be able to make sense of these things that before I never could understand. So that's where I'm coming from. So after you've identified what kind of model or platform you want to use, and just remember, it doesn't have to be your typical model that you see. You can take and give and choose and pick from whatever you like out of various models and put them together and make them work for you. That's really the bottom line on it. Once you've picked your model, then identify your own four keys. Basically, drill it down a little bit and pick the components that you want to include in your model. And try to keep them 1 to 5 so you don't have too many. So basically, you can look every day and say, okay, today I'm working on this and this. And by the end of the week, you will have some good progress on all of them. And by the end of a few months, and especially if you want to even target a year, you should have a really good resource going for yourself. I was cleaning up my kitchen today, and I found this piece of paper that my daughter left. It was from her school, and it was a poem by Robert Frost, and you've probably heard of it, called The Road Not Taken. And so, of course, I had to read it, and I was really interested in the end, because it really struck me as a little differently. Whenever I've heard anybody talk about this poem, I always got the impression that they were talking about taking the difficult path instead of the easy path, because that is where you will get your results. That basically, if you sit on your butt all your life, you probably won't get anywhere. But if you actually go out and do things, and sometimes they're going to be hard, because I've even learned this in my life, easier isn't always better, that in the end, you might do better. But when I read it today, I guess maybe because I've been thinking of all this stuff, it occurred to me that maybe that isn't really what he was talking about, or that you could take it in two different ways. So I'm going to read it, and then I'll just tell you what I think that the end might mean, especially in the context of what we're talking about today. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. So for me, when I think about that, it just meant to take your own road, to not have to or not follow along the same road that everybody else is traveling, just because it's a worn path and that's the way everybody else is going, or because that's the way people are telling you to go, or because that's the way they are going with their example. I'm a big believer in thinking for yourself, thinking outside of the box, and doing what works for you, following your gut, and yes, not always taking the easy way. So I just wanted to leave off with that thought. And remember to think for yourself, do what works for you, and I would love to hear what you're doing. So don't forget, you can come on over to the blog. You can get there from my website, just from the homepage at www.queenofkaos.com.